Christian, last name is a VAN space SCHOONENBERG. First name is a NIKITA. Date of visit is July 21, 2023. Date of birth is July 13, 1998. Referring physician is Dr. MANCAO. Dr. MANCAO at Access AXIS Access Community Health Clinic. Next to paragraph, dear Dr. MANCAO, I have the pleasure to see NIKITA today for initial evaluation for seizure disorder. Next to Mr. President Nunes, patient is a 25-year-old male. I'm a chief complaint of seizure disorder. First up, patient tells me that he's been having seizure disorder since 2 years old. First up, since 21 years old. 21 years old. First up, patient tells me that he was using significant amount of alcohol when he was 21 years old. First up, he's now having seizures. First up, patient tells me that he has discontinued using alcohol. First up, patient tells me that he's not taking alcohol anymore. First up, however, if he still have a seizure recently. First up, that was because he forgot to take his Keppra. First up, he tells me that when he's taking Keppra, he has no seizures. Otherwise, the first up, he hasn't had a seizure for 4 years prior to that when he was taking his seizure medication. First up, denizing hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, he would like to continue to take his Keppra. First up, and extra past medical history, seizure disorder, and anxiety, and OCD. Next medical medication, Keppra 750 milligrams XR1 pill. I'm sorry, two pills at night. Next for allergies, no known drug allergies. Next for social history, patient is single. First up, a patient does not have any children. First up, a patient is an OCC at a startup. A first up, patient does not smoke. A first up, patient does not drink alcohol. A patient does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history, there's no family history or similar medical condition. Please do not put a review system. Next for impression, seizure disorder since he was 21 years old. So first up, at that time, patient was using a lot of alcohol. First up, when he stopped taking alcohol, patient started having seizures. So first up, patient has not been drinking alcohol. First up, however, a week ago, he had a seizure because he stopped taking Keppra. First up, patient tells me when he's taking Keppra for the last 4 years, he did not have seizures. So first up, it was only until a week ago, because he stopped taking seizure medication, then he had a seizure. First up, suspect the patient probably have a withdrawal seizure. He might have a history of alcohol withdrawal seizures. Since he's probably stopped taking a seizure medication, he went into a withdrawal seizure. First up, this recommendation, a patient would like to continue to take the seizure medication. First up, I will prescribe patient Keppra XR 750 milligram pills, two pills at night. And so I explained to the patient he should not be driving for the next 3 months. First up, this recommendation follows me on September 25, 2023. First up, I explained to the patient if he has a seizure again, he needs to let me know. First up, this report describes a genetic dictation. Next patient is Davis. Last name is Linda. Date of visit is July 21, 2023. Date of birth is April 10, 1958. Next number, chief complaint. I'm sorry, referring physician. Referring physician is. Chief complaint. Chief complaint. Referring physician is Dr. NIHEU. Again, NIHEU. Chief complaint: seizure disorder. Next number, history present. Known as physician is a 65-year-old. A female, chief complaint of a seizure disorder. First up, majority of the history is provided by the caregiver. First up, patient to have history of a head injury from a gunshot wound when she was 15 years old. First up, patient resulted of right hemiparesis. First up, or right paralysis. First up, however, patient has been having seizures since then. First up, the last seizure was 2 weeks ago. First up, the patient usually have seizures 2 times a month. First up, patient taking 5 seizure medications. The first up, patient is still having seizures. The first up, is there heard of a past medical history? Intellectual disability, a seizure disorder, right hemiparesis, hyperlipidemia, chronic pain, high blood pressure. Next there heard of a current medication? Current medication, Lamictal, 125 milligrams twice a day, Keppra, 750 milligram pills, 2 pills, BID, Nixon, Vimpat, 200 milligram pills, 1 pill twice a day, Lyrica, 50 milligrams, 1 pill twice a day, Nixon, Gabapentin, 300 milligram pills, 2 pills, TID. mixed paragraph allergies, a patient skin rash, mixed paragraph social history, patient single, first of a patient is a former smoker, first of a patient drinks, a patient quit smoking 6 months ago, first of a patient does not drink alcohol, first of a patient formerly used cocaine. Next for family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Next for the review system, patient's muscle pain, joint pain, tingling, and numbness. So for stuff, next for the impression. Depression history of seizure disorder for stuff. A patient is taking 5 seizure medications and he's still having seizures. So for stuff, the last seizure was 2 weeks ago. For stuff, according to the caretaker, comma, patient frequent seizures. So for stuff, next one, impression of a dual history of gunshot wound to the head, comma, resulted in the right sided hemiparesis, comma, 15 years old. So for stuff, next one, condition. Given the patient is still having seizures on 5 different seizure medications, comma, I will refer the patient to the Stanford Epilepsy Clinic. Patient tells me that she's seeing pain clinic for the right side of pain. First up, next summer, I'll refill all her seizure medications, including Lamictal, Keppra, Vimpat, Lyrica, and Gabapentin. First up, next summer, explain to the caregiver that I would refer her to the Stanford Epilepsy Clinic. First up, next difference of this amoxicillin application. Next patient, last name is Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, first name is Edward, date of visit is July 21, 2023, date of birth is May 17, 1946, referring physician is Vandana Dugal, D-U-G-G-A-L. Thanks for the chief complaint of Dr. Dugal, chief complaint of a history of stroke. An extra history present in this patient is a 77-year-old male, kind of chief complaint of a stroke. Of first patient tells me that he had a stroke on May 24, 2023. First up, a patient on that day suddenly have orientation problem. But first up, his right side, he's not able to work. First up, his right side is not able to write. Lasted a few hours. The first up, patient was seen at Valley Care. Patient was seen at Stanford Valley Care Medical Center. First up, patient was diagnosed with a stroke. First up, a patient has had CT scan over there. First up, patient was started on statin medication and blood pressure medication. First up, his symptoms lasted a few hours. And then it resolved completely. A patient is not able to get an MRI because he's got a metal spinal stimulator. Next for a past medical history. A patient has history of possible stroke on May 24, 2023. Next number. A hernia surgery. Next number. LASIK surgery, knee surgery, endoscopy, colonoscopy, left wrist surgery. Next to paragraph of current medications. Current medication, testosterone medication. Allergies. Patients allergic to cyclosporine. Cephalosporin, patient is allergic to cephalosporin. Next to paragraph, social history, patient is divorced with 2 children. First up, patient is retired. Patient quit smoking 31 years ago. First up, a patient a patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. A patient does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history, father of heart disease and mother of liver disease. Next for a review system, patient's hearing problems, heartburn, or acid reflux symptoms. So next for paragraph, impression, stroke-like symptoms, comma, May 24, 2023, comma, with right-sided hemiparesis. He was not able to write with the right hand. He was not able to use the right hand. The symptoms lasted a few hours. The first patient was seen at Valley Care Medical Center. First up, a patient was diagnosed with stroke based on a CT scan. Since the symptoms recovered, a patient tells me that his symptoms recover after a few hours. A patient is not able to obtain a brain MRI because of the metal spinal stimulator. Next recommendation, explain to the patient the above diagnosis. Next up, Where can patient continue to take the enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams per day? First up, when the patient is a stroke prevention medication, explain to patient common side effects, including a stomach upset all and ulcer. First up, continue the atorvastatin, 81 milligrams per day. First up, continue amlodipine and blood pressure medication. Next up, patient is not able to obtain a brain MRI because he's got a metal spinal stimulator. First up, next up, explain to patient common sense and symptoms for an acute stroke or coma, which included hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. For 7 to the patient, go to the nearest emergency room if he develops any of those kinds of symptoms at first time. But this marks the end of the case.